Hello, I am live, broadcasting live, but recording this from the Tour of Britain, or as I'm calling it, the Tour de Britain. It's stage six, I believe, from King's Lynn all the way to Great Yarmouth, and it's coming through Norwich. I am at St Andrew's Hall, where we're just waiting for the race to come through. There's a few people milling around. I've seen a couple of clowns with bikes, and there's a class of school kids, primary school kids, enjoying themselves as well. What could be better? There's also the Vagaband playing playing to entertain the crowds. Good friend Dan Reynolds on the drums. Dan, looking forward to the gig?
Yes.
Fantastic. You're a big cycling fan?
No.
So why are you here?
Can't ride a bike. I'm in a band.
Fantastic. Have you ever biked up this
no,
part
I can't
of the
ride a bike?
Have you walked it?
Oh yeah, many times. Seven times.
Seven times. Excellent. We're going to hear you play some music as well.
Yes.
Fantastic. That'll be the drums. They're going to do that as we wait for the riders. Fun.
That guy was.
I'm going to cut and paste, obviously. Otherwise, I'll be. Talking for about 20 minutes as I wait for the race, which would be very good. I'm finding it quite amusing that there's quite a lot of traffic still on Exchange Street. So I'm assuming, I thought the roads would be closed. And I have got visions of the city of Norwich making grand headlines for being the first place where the Tour of Britain has had to wait for the traffic to clear before the cyclists can go through, which would be quite funny. Anyways, we're waiting for them.
Outside of the Norwich.
We've had the two leaders come through. It's probably about 5-8 minutes ago, 10 minutes maybe, something like that. Conker's giving me a nod, yeah. And the police are getting pretty aggressive with some taxi drivers who I think are trying to cheat on the route. And it looks like we're now getting the full peloton coming through. I haven't seen many people bike up St Andrew Street as quick. Bradley Wiggins in about third. It's a long, thin line of riders. And quite a few people around now. When you consider this is just Exchange Street, and they're now heading towards Prince Wales Road. Great Yarmouth for the finish. About 3:30, I think. And now all the spare bikes. And this probably isn't making great radio. So that was the Tour of Britain. I suppose it seems fitting to end with some music, just to tie it all up. Gonna time that any better? That's the Vagaband. And yeah, that'll do it.